Wherever men have work to do, their safety must be guarded. No matter how risky their job might seem from a distance, we usually find, upon closer examination, that measures for their safety surround them. Workmen today are safe, and the safest of them all are the men who work in the factories. Listen to Dr. C.H. Watson, president of the National Safety Council.
Careful studies by the National Safety Council have revealed that there are less than one-third as many occupational accidents as there are home accidents. In fact, that occupational accidents are far fewer and far less serious than any other kind. I really believe that of all of the accomplishments of industry during the past decade, there has been none more spectacular than this.
This record of safety is largely due to the fact that factories start men off with the idea of safety from the very beginning.
Have you read these rules carefully?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Please read this slip of paper and then sign your name to it.
I have carefully read and fully understand the safety rules and expect to be guided by them.
The drafting room is the place where factory plans for safety begin. Managers know that to plan for things ahead of time is to have them when they're needed. Thus, when new machinery or new shops are in the drawing stage, if all drawings are checked by a safety expert, hazards will be eliminated before the new machine or the new shop is built. And then, as a further precaution, factory men have found that it pays to have safety meetings for their foremen, sometimes once a month, and sometimes every week, to give them a chance to work out ways and means to make tomorrow safer than today. In this way, they exchange ideas and carry back to their shops the information and the instruction they have received and pass it along to the men. A large portion of the credit for industry's fine safety record must go to the engineers who design the machines. This machine has a stop switch, designed and located so that it may be instantly stopped at the slightest suggestion of danger to the man who is operating it. And yet the safety engineer's most important contribution has probably been in the design of guards for moving parts. For instance, the gear guards on this machine are so designed that the machine must be stopped before they may be opened. In this way, the operator who has to oil the gears cannot possibly injure his hands or fingers in any moving parts. There are many other kinds of guards, all designed to protect the workman against the mistake which he might make, all designed to give safety to the men who do the jobs. The guard on this circular saw protects this man's hands and fingers. The guard rails around the pits in which these great flywheels revolve make it impossible for these workmen to accidentally come too close to the wheels. All guards are built on the assumption that the best workman in the world might sometime make a mistake. And it is with this very thought in mind that the very newest and safest machines are designed, with every possible moving part concealed and covered up. We truly owe a debt to the engineers who are constantly on the lookout for new ways to make our factories safe. Yet the modern factory is not satisfied with merely guarding the machines. It guards the men by giving them personal protection against every kind of hazard. A wise workman will never risk such a valuable thing as his eyesight, so nearly all industrial plants require workmen to wear safety goggles on certain operations. Here is good proof that safety goggles really protect the eyes against objects which would do serious damage if no protection were provided. Safety goggles really do the job. Modern factories also provide their men with respirators to protect lungs against fumes or dust particles. They are easy to put on and filter out any harmful particles or gases. Safety shoes are another piece of personal equipment provided for the workman's protection. They are designed with blocked toes and so constructed that they can withstand extremely heavy blows. Thus, men who work on jobs where their feet are in danger of heavy dropping objects are fully protected. A factory is a place where things are always moving. The factory worker finds himself surrounded on all sides by the powerful machinery which brings him his material, conveys his work past the spot he handles, and steadily moves his material from place to place. And all this machinery moves surely and steadily, and with safety for the workmen, because the factories are kept clean. A well-organized factory has a place for everything, and an important part of their safety program is to see that everything is kept in its place. Clean aisles mean not only an efficient shop, but a clean safety record as well. As long as work and material are neatly arranged, there will be no danger of a workman stumbling or slipping or being otherwise delayed when stepping out of the way of oncoming machinery. The safety-conscious foreman is always on the lookout to see that his department is clean. The material in that doorway not only obstructs the passage, but incidentally, makes the big fire door useless.
Wait a minute, Joe. That looks like a broken plug.
Yes, I guess it is busted.
You'd better get a new one in the stockroom. You might get a serious shock. Don't take chances, fella.
Okay.
We have to keep these up high, John. Somebody might walk by here and get a crack on the head.
Attaboy, Cliff. You're cleaning up a bad tripping hazard.
Sometimes, in spite of all precautions, there are injuries. And factories with the highest safety records insist that even the most insignificant scratches be given prompt first aid.
Hurt yourself?
No, it's just a scratch.
That's it. Better go to the office and get first aid.
Well, it's only a scratch.
Makes no difference, Bill. Company rules. Scratch might get infected and cause you to lose some time.
Truly, the factory is on guard. American workmen handle millions of horsepower, moving the powerful machinery of industry. And all this power has been made safe for the man who does his job wisely and well. And thus our factory men go home, safe and sound. Because in our modern American factories, no effort is spared to make it easier for them to work safely. But more important, the safety of the individual workman still depends on himself and the way in which he goes about his job. Always be careful is still the ABC of safety. Safety first, safety last, and safety always.